Believe it or not, the most exciting ideas about the cosmos aren't coming from science fiction, but from the serious world of theoretical physics. Michio Kaku has been at the vanguard of contemporary physics for years. He teaches at the City University of New York and hosts a nationally syndicated radio program about science. His latest book is called Parallel Worlds. Kaku told Steve Paulson about the new theory that our universe may have been created from the Big Bang of another universe. It's the so-called multiverse theory.
Think of soap bubbles. We live on the surface of an expanding soap bubble. And if you jiggle a soap bubble, sometimes it vibrates and splits in half, and then you have two soap bubbles. So one soap bubble buds off another or sprouts off another, and this is called eternal inflation, the fact that universes can bud off other universes. And there's even a theory that says that when a black hole forms, it sucks in matter from all directions. But where does that matter go? Some people think that it blows out the other end, and we have one soap bubble giving birth to a baby soap bubble, a white hole. So in other words, our universe may be a white hole. A white hole would have a small point expanding very rapidly with matter coming in from all directions, and that seems to be the Big Bang. And so, of course, we can't prove all these theories yet, but the experimental data is coming in the direction of inflation, which does support the idea of a multiverse, that is, an ocean of bubbles. Each bubble then fissioning off and creating more bubbles. And so we have Genesis taking place in an eternal nirvana.
So theoretically, each black hole out there, and scientists have identified black holes.
Hundreds.
Each one might be creating a new Big Bang.
That's right. Now, the inflation theory is actually independent of the black hole idea, but it's intriguing that if inflation takes place all the time, perhaps it could take place in the form of black holes, in which case the matter being sucked into the black hole actually seeds the next universe being blown out the other end. And of course, we can't see the other end. There's a wormhole or a tube that connects our universe with a baby universe. And it does mean that perhaps our universe budded off perhaps another universe. Our universe looks very much like a black hole, by the way. A black hole, from a physicist's point of view, is nothing but a bubble, a closed bubble. You cannot leave the bubble. And of course, that's what a black hole is, something you can't leave. And our universe is the same thing. You cannot leave our universe. And so our universe may actually be a black or white hole.
Now, when you talk about these other universes, you're saying they exist in some other dimension that, at least at the moment, given our technology that we have, and we have no possible way of connecting to. I mean, each universe, presumably, unless it's a baby universe, has thousands or millions of galaxies and goes on for eons. I mean, every one of these universes is like this.
Well, that was the old thinking. The new thinking is that we can actually detect these universes, and millions of your taxpayers' dollars now are going to physics experiments to detect the presence of these other bubble universes. For example, there's something called dark matter out there. We now realize that dark matter is about 10 times more plentiful than ordinary matter, except dark matter is invisible. It has weight, but it's invisible. Now, gravity goes between these soap bubbles. We're stuck on one bubble. But gravity freely goes between soap bubbles. So if there's a nearby soap bubble, then perhaps we're seeing the gravity of their galaxies. The shadow matter, the galaxies have their own gravity. It hops across to our universe. And so there's a theory that says that dark matter, which we have verified with the Hubble Space Telescope. In fact, we even have gorgeous maps of dark matter now, this invisible matter that envelops the universe, that may be shadow matter, gravity that has hopped across a parallel universe to ours.
And dark matter is one of the great mysteries in astronomy right now. I mean, it from what I have heard, I mean, it makes up most of the matter in the universe, but no one has any idea what it is.
That's right. There are two theories as to dark matter, both of them coming from something called string theory, which is what I do for a living. I'm one of the pioneers in string theory. One is that dark matter is shadow matter, just like the invisible man, gravity from another universe. The other theory is that dark matter could be made out of sparticles, super particles, that is, higher octaves of the superstring. Now, we believe, though we can't yet prove, that all matter we see around us are nothing but musical notes. musical notes on tiny, tiny little vibrating strings. So the laws of physics are the laws of harmony. And when these strings bump into each other, they create chemistry. So chemistry would be the melodies played out on these strings. The universe would be a symphony of strings. And the mind of God that Einstein eloquently wrote about in his memoirs, the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating not through ordinary space, but through hyperspace, perhaps 11-dimensional hyperspace. And so the other theory is that dark matter is nothing but the next octave of these vibrating strings. So both interpretations of dark matter require the introduction of multiple universes.
Okay. I don't have a clue what any of that means, but I will.
Well, I can try again.
No. Not you. I mean, you've. Uh-huh. I think that's, for someone of my scientific knowledge, I think that's about as good as it's going to get. But couldn't you actually, do you think we'll ever get to the point where you can actually prove or disprove the existence of other universes?
Some people smirk and say, well, who are you to talk about the mind of God? Einstein couldn't do it. So how do you test a theory of the multiverse? Well, in 2011, NASA will be launching into outer space the most ambitious satellite of all time. It's called LISA, Laser Interferometry Space Antenna. It is three satellites connected by laser beams. Each laser beam is 3 million miles across, making a triangle in outer space. Now, gravity waves from the instant of creation are still circulating around the universe. These vibrations will hit LISA, jiggle the laser beams, and we should be able to pick up the characteristic frequency of vibration from the instant of creation still circulating around the universe. Now, string theory, inflation, they all give predictions as to what the vibrations should look like. And so this could nail it to the wall. This could lead to a whole series of Nobel Prizes once LISA goes into orbit and for the first time in history would give us direct evidence and prove or disprove many of these pre-Big Bang theories that are now being proposed. So we're no longer talking about science fiction. We're no longer talking about speculation. Some people don't have to snicker anymore that you cannot test string theory because it's a theory of universes. How do you create a universe in a laboratory after all? We don't have to. Our own universe is a laboratory. It's a laboratory that will be probed by LISA beginning 2011.
Now, this is all so mind-boggling, but one of the things that I find fascinating is you're really suggesting that here in our universe, the one that we know, maybe not everything started with the Big Bang 14 billion years ago. I mean, maybe this is one of these things that emerged out of a black hole from some other universe.
That's right. And we also realize that it doesn't take much to create a universe. Some people say, well, that's an awful lot of energy to create a universe. But you realize that matter has positive energy associated with it. You and me and stars, that's positive energy. But gravity has negative energy. It's attractive. And if you add the two together, da-da, you get zero. Believe it or not, if you add the positive energy of the universe to the negative energy of gravity, you get zero. So in other words, it's actually not that difficult to create a universe. Universes, in some sense, are like free lunches. Remember in high school, they told you there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the universe might even be a free lunch. And in fact, you can prove mathematically that if the universe is a hypersphere or closed like a ball, then it takes zero energy, exactly zero energy, to create a universe. If the universe is open, that is, it's more like a saddle or an open sheet, then you can have a net energy for a universe. But closed universes actually have exactly zero energy in them. And so think of boiling water. In boiling water, we have lots of bubbles being formed, and these bubbles are for free. In some sense, the multiverse is like boiling water. It doesn't take that much to create bubbles in nirvana.
Now, it sounds like you're suggesting that perhaps at some point in the distant future, with some very advanced human civilization, that people could create another universe.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You see, because the WMAP satellite has pretty much proven now that the universe is dying. It's accelerating out of control like a careening car. it's not slowing down at all. Our soap bubble will eventually be blown apart by this dark energy, the energy of the vacuum itself. And it's going to get awfully cold in the future, you know, billions of years from now. Don't bother to buy insurance. You don't have to have Geico because this is billions of years from now. But it's going to be awfully cold out there, and intelligent life will die by a law of physics. Now, that's kind of depressing when you hear about this. However, I personally believe that billions of years from now will be something like a Type 3 civilization. A Type 3 civilization has truly galactic power, and they would have the power to do something unusual, and that is boil space. You see, space itself can boil. If you heat space up to the Planck temperature, which is fantastic, is the temperature of the Big Bang, basically. If you heat empty space to the Planck temperature, bubbles begin to form. Space begins to boil. And these bubbles are actually gateways, looking glasses. They're portals to other universes. They will be called wormholes, introduced by Einstein himself in 1935. They're gateways to other parallel universes. So I think that any intelligent being billions of years from now facing the inevitable death of the universe will take an escape hatch and build a machine and boil space and leave our universe. In fact, in the last chapter of my book, I actually give you the blueprint. The blueprint consistent with the known laws of physics as to how to escape our dying universe.
Right. You have several things that you need. I mean, you obviously need a blueprint for how all of this works. You need a giant atom smasher and a few
exactly.
other things.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy. You would have to have huge laser beams, banks of laser beams, an atom smasher. The device would be several star systems long. That is, it would be approximately 10 light years across. And this, of course, is not for us. We can barely leave the Earth with our space probes, let alone go to the nearest star. This machine would have to be at least 10 light years across in order to focus enough temperature, heat, light at a single point in which to open a hole in space. Now, the bad news is that preliminary calculations you can do with Einstein's equations show that the hole is very small. And if so, then a dying civilization may have to resort to the ultimate, and that is shoot a robot, shoot a molecular-sized robot, a nanobot, through the wormhole, which will then land on a planet and build copies of itself, trillions of copies of this molecular robot, which will then build a DNA factory. The DNA factory will then clone its masters, who will die in the old universe. And the whole civilization could be recreated in the new universe. Now, believe it or not, no matter how preposterous this may sound, this is consistent with all the known laws of physics and biology, that a dying civilization may be able to recreate itself by sending its DNA across a wormhole to a parallel universe and start all over again.
Michio Kaku teaches physics at City University of New York. He's the author of Parallel Worlds. Steve Paulson spoke with him.